A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The mother of Jesus and his brothers and sisters came to him, but they could not get to him because of the crowd. Someone told Jesus, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are standing outside and wish to meet you." Then Jesus answered, "My mother and my brothers and sisters are those who hear the word of God and keep it." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many people, when they hear today's gospel, think, and of course therefore feel, that Jesus is rebuking his mother. We see from Luke's gospel that Jesus, unlike the Jewish rabbis of his time, was followed by a mixed group of disciples, men and women, who were so attracted to him, they wanted to hear his every word. Now, in those days, women were not permitted to follow a rabbi, and yet Jesus just let it be. And as these disciples watched Jesus pouring his life out in deep love and mercy, and thus practicing what he preached, they found him irresistible. We're not specifically told if Mary, the mother of Jesus, was one of these disciples accompanying her son on his missions. And yet we are told very clearly that Mary was the first disciple of Jesus, the one who heard the word of God and kept it. In today's Gospel from Luke, we are simply told that to belong to the family of Jesus, we must hear the word of God and keep it and do it. Now, when Jesus is told that his mother and brothers and sisters are standing outside because there is not enough room inside and that they want to meet him, it seems to me that Jesus takes this opportunity to let us all know that anyone who hears the word of God and does it, belongs to his family. Everyone can be inside the family circle. Luke's community is not formed by those who have any physical relationship to Jesus. Being able to trace a bloodline to Jesus is not important to Luke. To belong to the family of Jesus, of God, to be on the inside, is to hear the word and to live it. And Jesus is the word of God. So what about Mary, the mother of Jesus? Do you think she would have been offended by the response of her son? Would she have felt rebuffed, as some seem to imagine? Perhaps that is how we might feel. Well, I believe that Mary would not have felt excluded on the outside. Because when someone is as secure as Mary, and her relationship with her son, everyone can be included. For Mary, all are on the inside. So I don't believe she would have felt excluded or rebuffed. Jesus embraces all to belong to his family. And if there is to be a password to belong, it's very clear. Hear the word of God and live by it. Mary, his mother of all people, would know that this is so. Then why would she be offended when her son makes his message, his good news, clear to all those who are following him? Today is one of Mary's feasts, a feast under the title of Our Lady of Mercy. I think this Gospel is a very appropriate one as we honour Mary, Mother of Mercy. Mercy means all are welcome, all are included, all can belong to the family of her Son. And surely that is Mary's greatest desire, as it is of her Son. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it, put it into practice, live by it. They shall belong to the family of God. Blessings on this day, this feast of Our Lady of Mercy.